It's a poignant anniversary in Northern Ireland today. It is a poignant anniversary. Our thoughts are very much with the Spence family circle today. 5 years ago, since that farm tragedy that claimed three lives, including the life of one of our most popular young rugby stars.
Now, he was on the brink of a promising future as an Irish rugby international. But Nevin Spence's future has been snatched away at just 22 by a tragic accident on his family farm.
Inseparable in life, they died trying to help each other. The family's poignant tribute to Noel Spence and his two sons, Graham and Nevin, who lost their lives in an accident on the family farm.
He was born in Ulster. He came through school in Ulster. He played rugby for Ulster. And all he wanted to do for the remainder of his career was to stay here, win trophies and be successful with Ulster.
It is a beautiful film that is up on the Ulster Rugby website in honour of Nevin Spence. I want to speak to Ulster Rugby's chaplain, the Reverend Andrew Thompson. Reverend Thompson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's a very sad morning when you think that 5 years have gone past, and when you look at that piece of film that's on the website, you can't help but have a tear in your eye when you see the young man play so brilliantly at Kingspan. When you hear the sporting legends talk about him, we're reminded in the film also of how brilliant a soccer player he was too, played underage for Northern Ireland. His beautiful sister speaks about him as well on the film. It is a must see, and it's difficult to watch without having a tear in your eye this morning.
It is, Frank. I think it's 30 minutes well spent for anyone who would watch the film about Nevin. But I'm glad that in the introduction to this you highlighted the fact that this is first and foremost a family tragedy. I mean, today on the anniversary, lots of us are remembering and thinking about Nevin and Noel and Graham. But his family live with this every day. So I think our thoughts are first and foremost with them today.
It must be difficult for them. I was surprised that 5 years had gone past. It seems much more recent than that.
Absolutely. I had the privilege of spending a little bit of time yesterday down on the Spence farm and sat with Mrs. Spence and with Emma. And I think they struggle to believe that it's 5 years have gone by. And I think they're greatly buoyed up by their Christian faith. Faith was very much at the heart of the Spence family. Nevin himself was a very committed Christian young guy. So that's a bedrock for them. I think they're also greatly heartened by the fact that they're not forgotten, that Nevin and indeed Noel and Graham as well are still very much in the consciousness of the public here in Northern Ireland, the rugby community, yes, but also the farming community and the wider community. So many people are still thinking about them and remembering them at this difficult time.
They'll be thought about and remembered this evening, that's for sure, because the rugby players, the family that is Ulster Rugby, they certainly mark this date every year, don't they?
Yes, there was a commitment that was made by everyone at Ulster Rugby at the time of the tragedy 5 years ago. I think that commitment was twofold. First of all, that the family would never be forgotten, and Nevin as an individual and the contribution that he made, even in his short time to Ulster Rugby, would never be forgotten. And also a commitment that there would be a legacy out of this tragedy, that somehow, and it's part of our Christian perspective as well, that God is able to bring good out of tragedy and difficulty. And the commitment here was that Nevin's values, the things that made him the outstanding young man that he was, would somehow be retained and celebrated on an ongoing basis. I'm sitting this morning at the Kingspan Stadium and I'm looking right across at the memorial stand, and in there we have the Nevin Spence Education and Heritage Centre, the museum that bears his name and celebrates some of the great qualities and values that young man had, that we think are the very best that Ulster Rugby could celebrate.
And as you've suggested, Reverend Thompson, our thoughts this morning are with the farming community, because this is very high profile because Nevin was so famous. But farming tragedies are happening all too often. And, we should be casting our prayers towards all farming families who have lost members in tragic circumstances.
Of course, Frank, I mean, as you say, this is a day and daily occurrence, sadly, and within the farming community. But I think, again, the profile that was lent to this particular tragedy because of Nevin's involvement in it, it meant that the whole issue of farm safety was flagged up and highlighted. And I know that there have been many advances in the years since in seeking to make our farms safer places for all who live and work there.
Reverend Thompson, thanks for speaking to us this morning. It's a poignant morning, but thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
It's the Reverend Andrew Thompson, who is the chaplain to Ulster Rugby. 5 years. Where have those years gone? And that film, which you may get a chance to look at later today, is on the Ulster Rugby website. It's a tribute to the Spence family. It's a tribute in particular to Nevin. And it just reminds us of how brilliant a sportsman and such a nice bloke. I never had the privilege of meeting the young man, but he comes across in that film as an amazingly pleasant young chap.